So this, because I'm a female, is truly one of my favorite chromosomes. As you know, females have two X chromosomes. They're quite large in comparison to the male chromosomes. They are carried by the egg, and so consequently, you pass on, if you have an egg, you can only pass on an X chromosome to your offspring. What's also quite interesting is the number of genes that are found on the X chromosome. It is predicted that there are approximately 155 million base pairs, which translates to about a 900 to 1400 genes on the X chromosome, meaning that it carries about 5% of the total DNA in the entire cell, which is quite in contrast to the Y chromosome, which is considerably smaller. Again, if you look at the X chromosomes and the genes that it carries, oftentimes you'll see that sex-linked disorders are oftentimes carried on the X chromosome, which is why, as I stated before, they're more predominant in male because there's not a protective mechanism against having a mutation in one of those genes because you don't have a normal copy of that gene on the X chromosome.